Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Friday the 19th of July, and for the more discerning amongst you, you might have noticed I'm not Amanda. Yeah. So I'm afraid Amanda can't be with us this morning, and we're sending her much love and hope she gets better soon. But for today, you have me, Paul Andrews, and you do have my co-host, Ben, but he's busy in the car park right at the moment, parking his car, because I think he got stuck behind a tractor or something. That's what happens when you live close to France. And here he is. Can you open the door? Thank you. Here he is, the man from France that was stuck behind a tractor. Hold on. Go on. I've turned you on now.
Hello. Sorry, I'm late, guys.
Morning,
Ben. Every traffic light on the way.
Yeah.
Right. So there we go. Yes, completely prepared, and we're ready to go.
Cool. Well, there's some emails for you, mate. You can be boning up on that while I introduce everyone else. So if you hear heavy breathing, that's just Ben.
Yeah, that's me running up.
Running up two flights of stairs. Yeah. And we've got some fantastic guests for you today. We're going to talk to Neil and Carrie from Clockwork Moggy, which is going to be lovely, and we're really looking forward to that. And we've got loads of events to tell you about and other things to discuss. And, of course, we do want to hear from you, the listeners. You can get in touch with us. Listen, you could give me a call. You could call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is you can either tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker, or you could tweet BBunker and use the Business Extra and use the hashtag BBunker. Either way, but we have had quite a few tweets already, so we'll read those out, and we've got some other stuff to talk about. But first of all, now that Ben's recovered his breath, how you doing, mate?
Yes, yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, really good.
Good.
Yeah, a little bit hectic at the moment, but we're,
I've got some advice.
Okay, let's do it.
Get up earlier.
Yeah, that would make sense. But to be fair, I left at 20 to 10.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, it normally takes me about 50 minutes to get into Ashford, and then, it just went a bit mad today.
We were just talking about that off air, that the motorway network in Kent has come to a grinding halt.
It's not great right now.
Yeah, I think they're trying to tell us something about Brexit, is what they're really playing at. But at the moment, they've decided to dig up every single road at the same time.
Yes. And especially with MacArthur Glen or the Ashford outlet, that's literally just single lane traffic the whole way around there. So
They're putting in a new motorway junction there as well, aren't they?
Oh, really?
They're putting in junction 10A. And because Highways England are really good, you useless bunch of... because they are totally, utterly useless, they're putting in a new motorway junction on the M20 at the same time as installing smart way on the rest of it, at the same time as blocking off 15 miles of it for Operation Block, at the same time as closing the M2 to repair the M2.
Yes.
That's called planning or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, enough ranting. So what have you been up to, mate?
Just kind of getting around, focusing on Tech Expo a lot at the moment, trying to get the word out, and dealing with a lot of great people at the moment. Actually, there's a lot of networking going on, a lot of people kind of meeting up, and it's been some fantastic events that we've been to recently as well. So just excited and a little bit nervous about the summer. You know, it's where everybody disappears. So
true.
So I'm like, we'll see how it goes.
It's odd. Having been in business myself for quite a long time, back in the day, business was incredibly seasonal.
Yes.
And depending on what kind of business you're in. So, for instance, for us, with jobs in Kent, which I own, the summer was a nightmare because nobody did anything. Everybody went on holiday. But then Christmas was brilliant. From end of September onwards, it was our busiest month.
Yeah.
And about 8 or 9 years ago, that changed radically. Christmas just lost... dead. Christmas and nothing. People don't do Christmas temp jobs anymore because everything's online anyway, and you don't have Christmas temps. You don't. So there's no Christmas market at all. But it turns around. What was big for us is January. Because everybody had photographed their backside during the Christmas parties in December, had lost their job by the beginning of January and was all looking for somewhere where they weren't known to go and work afterwards. So January was always a big month for us, and the summer got quite busy. So you can't tell.
Yeah, it's difficult because my previous role, August was always our busiest month, yeah. Always, without fail. Yeah. And yet with this business, it goes a little bit quieter. So, you know, different industries, but yeah, it's funny how it works.
I had a funny one last year. I got invited at very short notice to be a guest on a TV programme.
All right, yeah.
And I didn't know what we were going to be talking about. And the presenter said to me, you'll be fine. You're used to doing this. You'll wing it. We'll just do it. I mean, me and family or whatever. Anyway, they cut to a video. It was in October. And they cut to a video of a farmer that grew pumpkins, okay? And they had loads of video of empty fields where all of his pumpkins have been grown, picked and sold. Yeah. And it's just an empty field. And he was moaning. Okay. Anyway, they finished the end of the video section and the presenter said to me, as a businessman, Paul, what advice would you give to this farmer whose business is entirely seasonal? And I looked at him and I said, he's a farmer and he's worried about his business being seasonal. And he went, yeah. I went, don't do farming. And he went, yeah, but pumpkins only sell in October. And I said, you do realise that all crops are seasonal.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
Anyway, I'll tell you what. I'll let you get settled, Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got some tweets to read, and then maybe you can read an email or two.
Yep, let's
or
do
a
it.
Tweet, whatever you fancy. And then I think we'll talk. No, I think we'll play a record, and then we'll talk to Neil and Carrie. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Does that sound like we thought about what we're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely. Not as if I was 5 minutes late or anything.
No, and it's not as if I hadn't planned.
Completely professional.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media, and they say, hello, Vanilla Webb and Ben Abbott on the Business Bunker, Business Bunker Extra Show. Can we have a shout-out, please? We're silver sponsors and exhibiting at Tech Expo UK. We're web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire and media training. And you can find out all about us at fruitbowlmedia.com. Well, there you go. You've been shouted out.
There you go.
Yeah. It's going to be a good event. We've got some stuff. We're going to talk about Tech Expo later, aren't we?
Yes, yes, we will be.
And Tony from Chips and Dinks has tweeted as well. Please may we have a shout out about our alloy wheel service we've just added to our long list of repairs, recycling and upcycling. Let me just tell you, if you don't know Tony at Chips and Dinks, he's someone that you need to know. He does a brilliant job. We have a season... No offence, Amanda. We have a season ticket for Tony.
Uh-oh. Are you going there? Yeah. He's going there. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Tony comes around to our place once every couple of weeks and repairs our cars. But he also did... I've got a dining room table, and it's years old. It's a pine dining room table. And I had some cheeky chairs made... but mine are tiger stripe black cheeky chairs, dining room chairs, absolutely gorgeous. And they didn't kind of go with the table. And Tony went, I could respray that. Right. Yeah, well, so could I, but, you know. And he went, no, but I could make it look really nice. I went, go on then. Well, he resprayed my table. Wow. Absolutely. He matched it perfectly to the chairs. And it's just gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. We've used him before as well.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
He does a really good job.
Really good job. Anyway, he's doing alloy wheels now, so we can have some curbing going on too.
Not that you don't already.
Yeah. It was me talked him into it. I got time, for goodness sake, do wheels, mate. I want to look in a right state. Anyway, give them a follow on the Twitter, Chips and Dinks, A-N-D, Chips and Dinks on the Twitter. That's Tony and the team, Tony Bev and the team. They do a fantastic job. I can't praise them highly enough. A fantastic quality of work, and they're really nice people. What you got, Ben?
Well, if we go through the emails,
yeah,
should we start there?
That's, yeah, go for it.
Okay, so we'll talk about Tech Expo in a little bit, but for our first email is fully funded innovation coaching. So Innovate UK, together with the Enterprise Europe Network, the EEN, have fully funded the Innovate to Succeed program. It's been developed and funded to support companies who want to grow through innovation and or export as well. So they've just started a new three-year program with funding for about 40 companies this year. Any industry can apply, but you must be an SME under 250 staff and 250 million turnover. If you're a company that would benefit from tailored support, coaching and connections to unlock your innovation and success, then please call Alison Butler on 01634-883-615 to register your interest. And there's further information on Innovate to Succeed at www.gov.uk, government/organizations/innovate-UK. I always go to say dash, but that's not...
Nah,
yeah.
One of the problems with doing radio is we're so used to digital clicks and digital links. Yeah. People send me stuff all the time, and it's either been bit.ly shortened so you can't read it, or it's a 17-paragraph Eventbrite address.
We need
someone to spot a gap in the market here for radio announcements of web addresses.
So if you just Google Innovate to Succeed and gov.uk, I'm sure you'll find it. It'll be on one of the pages.
Absolutely.
Great. So our next one is the Kent and Medway Business Fund offer 0% loans between £50,000 and £500,000. The small and medium-sized businesses in Ashford, Canterbury, Dartford, Dover, Folkestone and Hythe, Gravesham, Maidstone, Medway, Sevenoke, Swale, Thanet, Tunbridge, Morling and Tunbridge. It's pretty much all of Kent.
That'll be Kent and Medway.
Yeah, literally.
Kent and Medway. Everywhere in Kent and Medway, apart from you lot in Bromley, because you're in London, so clear off.
Yeah, Bromley doesn't count.
Yeah.
But pre-applications are now welcome. Check out this link for more information. So if you search on kent.gov.uk for business loans and funding, and it is the Kent and Medway Business Fund.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Smy Smasher. That's Bjorn Haynes. Oh, this is lovely. You'll like this. Hi, Vanilla Web. Could I please have a shout out for the most fabulous, most incredible, the most beautiful woman, Gemma Fairclough Haynes, who has put up with me for 11 years of marriage, and it's our anniversary today.
Oh, nice.
That is so sweet.
That is sweet. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Well done.
So congratulations to you both on your 11th anniversary, and two nicer people you couldn't wish to meet. So
definitely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What else we got? We've got loads of stuff coming in. It's good. It's good. I've got about 10 Twitter accounts open here because, of course, they're coming in different places to where I normally get them from the Bunker Show. Diamond Circle Weddings. Morning. Nice to hear Vanilla Web while you're still alive. Oh, thank you.
That's pleasant. <Yeah. laughs>
And they're saying, be gentle, Amanda, with the chips away. I'm going to get into trouble now.
You are.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the evil gift to come in as we speak. Yeah. Cool. What you got, Ben?
I'm struggling to find the tweets because I am not logged in because I came in late.
Okay.
Well, so if you do the tweets for a bit, and then I have some more emails here that we can get through. So are you working in a creative field or the creative industry? Then try this informal meetup because it's a must for you. Pop in and meet like-minded people, share knowledge and experience, and learn how you can get more from your creativity and what help is available to you as well. So the date is the August 1st. The tickets only cost £5, and that's at Stag Coffee. So it is a creative meetup from Doug Harmon, and that's at Stag Coffee August 1st, and there is an Eventbrite link as well, but I'm sure if you search an Eventbrite for Ashford events, and because it is a very long Eventbrite link and there's a lot of ands and ats in there, so
it's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
We need to do something about this.
maybe we can help there. I'm sure I could set something up and do some redirects.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Because everybody does things digitally, it doesn't matter. You just click the link and it takes you there. It's only when you, even if you put it in a newspaper, it still kind of half works. But it doesn't work when you read it on the radio. The full report and video from the University of Kent, Kent Business School, Kent Business Summit 2019 are both now available to either read, view or download. And you can do that by going to the Kent Business Radio website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. See, we keep it simple. /KBS.
I like that.
Yeah. What's not to like?
That makes sense.
And all the links are there for you to do what you want. Basically, for those that you don't know, that 2 years ago, the Kent Business School decided to run a summit, which was free to attend. And they invited business leaders, public sector organisations, NGOs, and people involved in the economy of Kent to discuss the medium-term strategic view of what was going on. The first one ran 2 years ago. This year's was in January 2019. There was a whole series of roundtables. What they've done is they've written a report, which is the outcome of each of the roundtables. So I chaired a roundtable on diversity and equality in skills. And there were other roundtables on other topics. And people that attended the roundtables were experts from different parts of that. And we just put together thoughts and feelings about where things were going, what needed to happen, and then what was going to happen, if anything was going to happen, if you see what I mean. Anyway, they produced a whole series of reports, and they're all available free. You can download them from the website and read them. And also, and they're now gearing up for next year's Business Summit, which will take place in January 2020. So do check that out. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS.
Nice.
One more, Ben.
Let's do it.
We're going to have a bit of cheesy tunage.
I like it. So Kent businesses, families and individuals can double their charitable donations with the Kent Community Foundation. So they're delighted to announce that the Lawson Trust £1 million endowment challenge, match challenge to encourage giving in Kent. So the Lawson Trust endowment match challenge will deliver an additional £2 million to support charities within Kent and Medway. So basically what that means is the £1 million match means for every £1 donated by you, the Lawson Trust will match it with a donation of £1. So, and this can go right up to £2 million, and the funds will be invested in perpetuity, and the income gained every year will be used for charitable grant making by working with the KCF and the Lawson Million. I can't even speak today. The Lawson Trust £1 million Endowment Challenge. You can help make communities and people's lives better. So if you'd like to find out more information about how you can double your donation, please contact the KCF by emailing development@kentcf.org.uk or phoning 01303 814 500.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Bennett and Friends, and they say, could we please have a Business Bunker extra shout out? We've just completed our first year of trading and are looking forward to our second year.
Congratulations, so, guys.
Congratulations. It's always the hardest, the first year. Bennett and Friends are a catering company. They're food and drink suppliers to outdoor events, and they're based in Kent and the Cotswolds.
Oh,
nice.
Two nice places to be.
Yeah.
So give them a follow on the Twitter. Bennett Friends is their Twitter handle. That's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Friends. Bennett Friends, all one word. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Have a look at some of the food they've knocked out. It looks gorgeous.
I'll have to have a look at that.
Absolutely. Do you know what? We're going to play some tunage.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I said to Amanda, what do you want me to play? She went, oh, I don't care. She said, ask Carrie. I said, well, I can't do that. I've got to do the production beforehand. So I
don't know that you'd play this, what I would pick.
There we go.
Oh, I'll pick this.
Keeping everybody happy. Yeah.
Truth. Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back. There was a bit of Pharrell Williams there, a bit happy. Carrie told us she would have had some metal, some Metallica.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, next time.
Next time
we'll bang heads.
Bit of Metallica. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
I don't play it anymore because I used to, and I used to do the old hair flop, but... I went a bit mad once.
See, I've always wanted to grow my hair out just to do that, and then I cut it.
Yeah.
Literally just want to headbang for a while, and then I'll cut the hair after. Always wanted to grow it out.
Yeah. The thing is once you have long hair, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because apparently your partner will never let you cut it.
Oh, there we go.
There is a caveat to that, though, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes nature takes its own course.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm waiting for the day. You know, just naturally just.
So right, I'll just trade in.
Like
just find someone else with a full head of hair.
Because I told this story at the Business Diaries the other night, actually.
Yeah.
They were doing, what was your nickname when you were younger?
Ah.
And when I started work, my nickname was Pauline. And the reason that I was called Pauline is that I had hair down to my waist.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. And I was only 14, so I looked a bit angelic anyway, and everybody called me Pauline. So a few years on from being 14, I don't have hair down to my ears even any longer, let alone my waist. And that wasn't through choice. Cool. We've had loads more tweets come in. We've got loads more emails. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to. We'll just crack on from some emails, and then we're going to talk to Neil and Carrie. Carson and Kent have been on. Morning, Vanilla Webb and Ben. We'd like a Business Bunker extra shout-out, please. You can buy or sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com.
We've had a tweet from Amanda.
Go on.
Uh-oh.
That says... Hi, Vanilla Web, the Ben Abbott at Bunker Extra, B-Bunker, hashtag B-Bunker. I want to say a huge thank you to Paul, who's been looking after me really well this week. I am listening with a smiley face and a great gif. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No. Either she sent that before I made the chips and dinks comment, or she's being deeply ironic.
Yeah.
Or she's just literally switched on now. So.
Actually. Thank you, sweetheart.
You may be okay.
Yeah. No, we hope you get better soon, sweetheart. And I'm sure you will, because I'm not doing this again next week.
1 week's enough.
Yeah. What have we got here? It's quite a funny gift that she sent as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
She's normally good with her gifts. Yeah, absolutely. Jobs in Kent. Good morning. Well, Jobs in Kent. It's my lot. Good morning, Business Bunker Extra and Ben Abbott. That's why they haven't talked to me, really. They've just talked to you.
Yeah.
Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? We'll be at the Tech Expo helping you find careers in IT, software, and digital. Jobsinkent.com. So check that out. Anyway, keep your tweets coming. I've got some emails to read, and then we're going to talk to our guests. Coming up in October is the King's Summit Business Scale Up Conference, and it's taking place at the Spitfire Ground, that's the Kent County Cricket Ground in Canterbury, on October the 10th between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And it's in partnership with the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce and ICCC. It's sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HR Go Recruitment. Are you looking to scale up your business but are not sure where to start? Would you like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than 1 year? Then this event is for you. It's a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their business to a whole new level, who understand the challenges of growing a business and who can provide you with real and honest insights into specific growth strategies. We have a fantastic lineup of speakers which consists of men and women who have travelled the journey of both failure and success. The speakers are Simon Teague, who's the author, co-director of New Level Results and co-founder of the King's Summit. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who's Managing Director of Orchard Employment Law. Stuart Goodwin, Dynamic Communications Coach and Public Speaker. Julia Bernard Thomas, who's a business sales coach. King James, who's the founder of the King's Summit and pastor of the Favour House Church. And Ruth Whitaker, who's the chief executive of Mission Aviation Fellowship. If you want to find out more about it or book your early bird tickets, go to www.thekingssummit.com. Fantastic. One more, Ben, and then we're going to talk to our guests, I think.
Let's do it. So the last one that we have here is just before the King Summit on Thursday, the 26th of September. The Tech Expo UK is here. So we've spoken a little bit about it previously. Obviously, myself and Amanda are co-hosting the event. It's a one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts to help business owners, well, basically understand what technology is and what's available for them out there to help grow their business as well. Mm. We've got one of the world's leading technology companies, Microsoft, providing our keynote seminar, and they will be sharing with us how they are working to support businesses of all sizes. We've got plenty of businesses involved already. We've got five fantastic speakers, obviously Brian Sutton from Microsoft, who his team actually created the Windows operating system. So blame him or love him, depending on how you look at it. But Windows 10, Richard Bell, who is the CTO of 10 Intelligence, who specializes in cybersecurity. Me, and I'm going to be talking about getting your business ready for the voice technology and the voice revolution. Will Charlesworth from Child & Childs talking about digital law, and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie talking about being human in the digital world. We've also got some fantastic workshops being run by local Kent businesses as well, including Zoe Kearns, Mike Hacker, and Aaron Taylor. And there's roundtables, there's everything going on the day, guys. So don't forget to book your tickets. For more details, visit techexpouk.com, and the tickets are free to come along. So get involved. This will be at the Kent Event Centre in Detling on Thursday, 26th of September.
Fantastic. Are you guys going, Moggy?
Yes. I've put it on the calendar. So yeah.
You have to say yes. I'm sat next to you.
Yeah. I learned away a little bit.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was at a meeting 2 weeks ago with Kelly Tolhurst, who's the Minister for Small Business, and it was a closed meeting. The government are concerned about the tail off in productivity. We have really poor productivity numbers in the UK. And we spent a day, just 10 of us, talking about reasons for that and stuff like that and what we could do about it. Mm. And the biggest thing is in the Federation of Small Business, which I'm heavily involved in, we've done a lot of surveys. And I've checked this stat so many times because it just doesn't ring true, but it's the stat. 76% of small businesses have no digital presence in their business at all in the UK. 76%. Business. I'm sure loads of them have personal Facebook pages, maybe Twitter handles or whatever, but they don't have a business presence. They don't have a website. They don't have a proper business presence digitally. Yeah. And they're not using digital tools and apps to manage their business.
Yeah.
If you've ever booked a plumber, an electrician or anything like that, you know that, because they're all over the shop, aren't they? They go, well, I might be with you about 1 o'clock on Wednesday and then at 3 o'clock on Wednesday they ring and they go, can't make it till tomorrow. The productivity of those people goes out the window because they're not organised. Yet there's loads of technology about and loads of integration that you can do to bring it about. So we were having a huge discussion about that. And part of what the whole Tech Expo is about trying to get those people to come along and meet the technical experts to discuss using those tools and how easy it is to use those. You know, everybody in the world's got a mobile phone, everyone.
Yeah,
that's all you need. You don't need a degree in IT to do any of this stuff. It's all done for you. So it's going to be a fantastic event. We're really looking forward to it. And it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. First time Microsoft have ever spoken in Kent as well, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
So, it'll be a big deal.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I'm smiling when you said that. Years and years ago, a long time ago, I ran at the start of the web. I'm old. At the start, at the start of the web revolution, when most people went into what, never heard of it. We staged a What Is the Interweb show, and a really good mate of mine was actually the head of Google in Europe at the time, and I rang him up and I said, "Would you come and speak at our event?" He went, "Don't be stupid. I don't come to speak at small events like that." And I went, "It's just around the corner from where you live." He went, "What time do you want me to?"
He doesn't live close. So, the guy from Microsoft lives in Reading.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to
really
it.
Really good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, on that note, why don't we introduce our guests and start a conversation with them? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Carrie and Neil, Neil and Carrie from Clockwork Moggy, back onto the show. I can't remember if you've done a bunker show. I know you've done a bunker show.
Yeah, we've been here a few times now.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Well, because you're interesting people, and we like talking
to you.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for coming back again and being on the Bunker Extra show.
Thanks for having us.
For the listener, just remind them what Clockwork Moggy actually does.
So we're a digital marketing company, but we specialise in branding. That's the quickest form I can use it as.
Right. Just from your point of view, Neil, just in layman's term, explain what that means to people that don't really understand branding and all that kind of stuff. You know, they go, because most people, I do a lot of work in schools, and especially with the younger kiddies, if you talk about starting a business, their first instinct always is to design a business card. Always want to design a business card and a logo. So we all get it. We kind of get it. We just don't really understand the
Well, that's the graphic side of things. Yeah. And that's obviously very important. But the brand is actually more than just graphics. It's more than just your logo. Exactly. It's more than just your card. It's really working out a target audience, figuring out who it is that you want to talk to, and working out the best way to talk to those people. And sure enough, you're right. Mm. You know, you then need to create business cards and all the rest of it to make that work.
Yeah.
But it's about...
It's having a value and a purpose as well. Like, branding is like what your company stands for.
Yeah.
What you represent, what you want people to think about you. So, for example, if someone was to think of, you know, Business Bunker Radio, what would be the impression you would want them to have? And it's all about trying to gain that impression.
I should have talked to you first, shouldn't I?
I get it, I should have talked to you
first. No, you're absolutely right, and it's an interesting fact, isn't it, that I'm saying this whether you agree with it or not, I don't know, but to a great extent, the branding and the positioning of your product or service and the whole ethos around your brand is as powerful as whatever it is you do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, I know businesses that kind of survive on their branding, and people know their brand and are not even sure what they do. Yeah. They just know their brand.
Well, if you look at companies like Apple, Apple's product arguably is 1,000 times worse than most of the other things on the market. It's just Apple have a fantastic brand. And people buy into it.
He's not being controversial at all there.
No. it's the truth. If you look at the technical, if you look at the technical specifications of Apple products against, you know, any other phone or
no different but it's because they really know their audience.
That's absolutely
the difference. They know their audience and they just go for it. Absolutely go for it.
I bet we all know people who are like, I have to have an Apple phone. I have to have an iPhone. I have to have an iPad. I won't have anything
as soon as they come out as well.
Absolutely.
On the day that they hit the shops,
my girlfriend is literally changing her phone right now, and she said, you know, I really like the look of the Samsung. It looks very pretty, but it's not an iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not Apple. And
that's because it comes with an image.
Absolutely.
That people want, and people want that image, and they want to be associated with that image.
Yeah.
I'm totally like that. I must admit, I'm totally like that. I'm like, you know, we have Macs, don't we? In the office that we work from, and I love it. It's a nice big screen. Yeah. It looks swish, and it's like, got Apple. It's just an image thing.
I do the same thing. I was just stating that is exactly what they're there for.
I'm a Mac user as well. I have four Macs on my desk at home. But you're right. You know, Mac OS is actually Unix. It's just a stripped down version of Unix, basically.
But that's why it works really well.
And that's why it works. There's nothing unique about it. No, absolutely. But coming back to what you guys do with the whole branding and marketing thing, increasingly now, of course, and funnily enough, I was having a conversation with someone this morning about launching a new business in the Apple market space, as it happens. But never mind.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is now, it's actually harder and harder and harder to actually figure a brand, because you've got to name something, mm-hmm. and in naming it, you've got to be able to get the URL, the Twitter handles, the Facebook pages, and all the social media links as well. You've also got to make sure it doesn't mean something stupid in some other language, you know, because there's loads of stories on the net about that.
Yep.
And I can tell you a really funny story about that. Years and years ago, a long, long time ago, I used to work for a nuclear engineering company, and we were based, the head office was based in Dallas. In Texas, and I was sent out there to do some work, and I was in a hotel room, and I was watching a report. There was a local chain of fried chicken, you know, like KFC, mm-hmm. but not, and it was owned by a guy called Frank Perdue. And Frank used to do, like a lot of American entrepreneurs, his own TV commercials.
Yep.
And for years, they've been on with a tagline, it takes a tough man to make tender chicken, basically. And he'd wear a big Stetson hat, and he'd walk to camera, he'd tip his hat, and he'd go, it takes a tough man to make tender chicken. Right?
Brilliant.
Yeah, so that was his tagline. And it, for years, they expanded into Mexico, right? And he wanted to run the same ads, but dub the words into Spanish. Yeah. What they didn't figure is there's a slight difference between Spanish and Mexican Spanish. So he went live on TV. Well, not live, but he went on TV with an advert. He walked to camera, tipped his hat, and the dubbing said, it takes a hard man to make a chicken affectionate.
I think I like that better.
Yeah.
So kind of step us through the process that you guys go through when a mm-hmm. new client approaches you and says, brand me up, guys.
Oh, I love it when they say that, first of all. It all tingles. That's not for radio, is it? But generally, we'd normally start with a consultation because we think it's really important to get to know that client.
Yeah.
On a bit more of a personal level as well. Mm. So we'd go through a consultation with them, find out what their problem areas are in their business. So we don't just sort of say, okay, we'll do you a logo. Mm. It's a lot deeper than that. So we'll go into the actual problems they're having, what they want from their logo, what they want from their branding, what they want from their website and online marketing and everything else. So we basically figure out the key points and the results that they want.
And not being controversial or anything, do they normally know, or do you have to kind of tease it out of them?
You know what? That's the most important question is why.
Yeah.
Because people would come quite often and say, hey, I'd like a website. And you have to ask why, like 1,000 times before they finally reach the reason as to why they actually need a website, why they need a brand taken care of, why they need anything at all. Because actually, a lot of the time, when you're in your own business, you don't recognise what problems you're facing. You just sort of you get your nose down and you do the job that you're doing.
Yeah.
And it isn't until someone else comes along and says, you know, we can make that better. You don't have to do that. We can do this and save you loads of time and effort.
Yeah,
that we can start giving really good solutions to problems they may have not known they had.
Yeah, absolutely. Because people are a bit like that, aren't they? They'll come along and they go, just make it so. Just make me famous. Yes. Just make it good.
Make it look good.
Yeah. So what, having started this consultation process with a potential client and tried to understand their values and their goals and where they're aiming at, from a technical point of view, if you like, because you did a graphic design, is that right?
Yes, so I do all the branding side of
and
things.
And he does the techie gear.
And then,
I do the techie stuff. I do the slightly more boring stuff.
Well, we'll talk to you in a minute now. Okay.
Yeah. I do glaze over when he talks about it sometimes.
Yeah, we all have the same problem. So from your point of view, as a creative designer, I'm interested in your view. You know, you've worked up a brief kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, do you get? Oh, I must have said, I was going to use an example, but I'm already in trouble there, so I won't. but do you get people go, it's got to have a kitten in it, or you know?
Oh, of course. Some people are quite adamant on what they want.
Yeah.
But I do sort of provide people with a couple of options.
Yeah.
So I will do one that sort of along the lines of what they've asked for,
and
then I'll do something better.
And from your point of view, I mean, I'm assuming you've done quite a few of these.
Yes.
Do you, this is a horrible question, I guess, but do you sometimes even yourself think, well, I don't know, I don't know anymore. I don't, you know, I've done so many different
things. Do you know what? Sometimes there is such a thing, you know, like writer's block.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
you can get like creative
yeah,
block.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
When I get like that or feel a bit like that, I do actually, I just put some music on. I put my headphones on, I put on my favourite songs. And it really does sort of jar me up again, sort of thing.
Well, I was going to ask where you get your inspiration from. You know, does it all come spronged into your brain, or do you have sources where you kind of put things together? It's like, so for instance, my partner Amanda rebranded her company. Well, she didn't rebrand it; she renamed it. Yeah, and she wasn't sure what to call it. So I spent an afternoon doing it because I own lots of companies. I'm always having company names, so I've got a method of inventing company names. Yeah, I just put things together until it falls into place, and I go, "That's the one."
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything like that when you're designing, where you have a number of like templates in your mind that you think about that? Not that you use, but give you inspiration to think of something different.
Yeah, I mean, normally I'd look on, online and do some searches, and I'd always do a bit of background about what other people have done.
Sure. Yeah.
So that I can set that person aside from what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
So it's all about being different to everybody else anyway.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest with you, I normally have instant visions pop into my head. So it's weird. It's really hard to explain.
Does it help if...
Yeah, it's weird. I normally get like instant picture of what I would make it look like.
Does it help if they have an idea of what the company is? And I don't mean in terms of... Because they've probably got a name by that point, potentially.
Yeah.
But exactly the values and things like that, is that something that would help typically you in that design process previously?
Definitely. I have a little questionnaire that I... go through with the client. I also have my own brand identity rockstar workbook. So I've designed my own workbook.
That's cool.
That I can work through with people as well. So if they need that extra little bit of guidance, or they want to go away and do it themselves to really think about it, they can do. And then they'll give me that workbook and I'll read through it. But it's got questionnaires. It's got really good sort of tasks and things that they can do about their target audience inside it. It's got just loads of stuff that really gives me a good idea and understanding about what it is that they're hoping to achieve.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, because even I think when people don't necessarily know what the answers to these questionnaires are, as they go through it and as they work through
it, becomes a lot clearer.
It becomes a lot clearer. And then by the end of it, they have a real solid idea.
Yeah, it's smart, because you're effectively preparing them for the conversation before they've had it, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, in the last couple of minutes that we got, we'll do the boring bit. No. it's not the boring bit. It's the technical bit. So step us through the kind of thing. So in the process, do you wait for Carrie to come up with all the designs and then you start to plug all the technology?
Sometimes, but it depends, because generally speaking, we've had a chat with a client beforehand, so I know roughly what it is that they want to achieve. And although Carrie will deal with the branding side of things, I then have to go and take any other problems they might be having and come up with a solution for that.
Mm.
So, a company I was dealing with just recently, they're like a quite a large organisation. They needed, I worked out that they needed a directory, which they didn't recognise at first. But, you know, once we sort of spoke about it a little bit, they said, you know, that directory would be really good. We could do this, we could do that. We could make more revenue out of this. You know, we came up with an entire marketing plan for them that's going to completely revolutionise their business.
Right.
And the end result is that, you know, I had to build a website, I had to build some campaigns around it and all the rest of it. I've done a whole bunch of stuff, all planned out for the next year. And over the next year, we're going to make huge differences. But I couldn't do any of that before we had the brand in place. Because obviously that's the part where, you know, when we want to go out and talk to people and show them this thing works really well. It's lovely to have it working really well, but it needs to look good as well, and it needs to hit the right audience. Yep.
That process that you've just described, when a client comes to you, is that what they think they're coming to you for?
No. Very rarely. But I think this is the thing, and I guess this is the tech expo thing that as well, is that people don't recognise what technology is around. They don't recognise what can be done.
Yeah.
So it falls to us somewhat to educate them in that respect and kind of go, actually, we can make this better for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be working as hard as you are on these things that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And you can get out of that part of the business and do the bit that actually makes you money, that you actually enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. As you know, I own a small web development agency as well, and we have very similar issues. You know, people come to me and they go, I want a website. And you go, what do you want? And I go, just a website.
Yeah,
I've got £800.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And I think it's one, a lack of technical expertise, clearly, but it's also fear. Yeah, because the problem that a business has when they don't know what they're buying is they know they want something, but they don't know how long a piece of string is.
Absolutely,
and they have no idea whether it should cost them £35,000 or £35.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, from what you've described as the process that you go through, that's a big eye-opener to people because you're giving them all the options that says, you know, you could do this, you could do this, and you must do this, and you must do that, otherwise it won't work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's exactly why it has to start with that consultation because you've got to go through it all first. And sometimes you need to say to the client, okay, listen, hold on to that for a minute, go back, come back to me in 2 weeks' time once you've gone through it all in your mind and you're sure that you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, invariably that's about the right time. They come back and they kind of go, yeah, good.
Yeah.
I get it. Let's do it.
Do you ever have clients that come to you from like previously under-delivered from other agencies?
Because
that's kind of the word. That's what I find difficult as well, because the trust is completely gone at that point.
Yeah,
and then you have to rebuild that.
Yeah, and again, I think that's the, you know, you've got to sort of take time to chat to the person and just sort of go through and say, okay, listen, I will hold your hand through this. You're not going to be on your own.
Or
when it works,
here's why it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
But
it's unfortunate. But I think in our industry, there is a lot of people out there that will sort of claim that they can do magical things.
Yes.
And then when the pressure's on, they can't, you know.
And you're absolutely right. And that is because they have maybe the technical skills to build platforms or products, but they don't have the creative skills and they don't have the marketing skills and they don't have the consulting skills to understand why you're doing it.
That's
so they're just going, you want a picture of a kitten? Here's a picture of a kitten. Here's a picture of a kitten in purple.
Exactly right.
It's not all about doing exactly what you're asked. It's doing what they need.
Well, we want people to get results at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. Yeah. It's like get them results. So that's what you work towards.
Yeah. So, Clockwork Moggy, tell us a little bit about the actual business itself and when you were founded, how long you've been going.
Oh, okay. Well, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
Right. So we had a big party and that was really good.
That's awesome.
But we started in 2009.
Right.
We were based in a room above a garage, so a bit like
no heat.
They all say that we started our business in a garage. Me and Steve Jobs,
committed. Yeah. So we did. It was at your parents' house, wasn't it?
It was,
But it was quite tough. It was we started in recession, so it was quite tough. But you left. Your job.
I left my job first
didn't you?
Yeah.
And then
2 months later, I said, I need some help. Come over. Leave your job. Come and do this instead. And she said, I'm not sure. I said, I've got a job and then I'm getting paid a wage. And I said, no, we'll be all right. Trust me. We'll be okay.
Yeah. And so, like any business, like the first couple of years were tough.
It's
a given. You expect it.
Yeah.
So as long as you're sort of prepared for that.
Yeah. We launched Jobs in Kent in 1999. And it took 4 years to make our first £25.
It can do.
Back then, everybody just had never heard of the internet, and they went, "I'm not advertising. It's ridiculous. No one will ever see it."
That's what I'm finding with voice a lot at the moment.
We're
in probably a little bit too early.
Yeah.
You struggle because of that.
But you've got to go through there to get to where you want to get
to.
Absolutely. If it isn't for people like you and them and me, if it wasn't for us doing it, you would never get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone's got to go first.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just the nature of the beast that you have to struggle to get there.
We're really stubborn as well. Well, I'm really stubborn.
Yeah.
I was like, I was not going to quit.
I can second that.
But you have to be. You have to believe in yourself and you have to have a degree of stubbornness. There is a saying, though, which I use quite often, which is attributed to Winston Churchill, which is, if at first you don't succeed, then try again. If you still fail, give up. It's no use being a fool about it.
That's the thing. But I think, we're doing we're doing pretty well now. I'm really happy with where we are and what we've achieved over the last 10 years. And I'm ecstatic about it.
And you're not in a garage anymore.
Not in a garage.
A garage anymore.
No. Dragon Curtain.
Yeah, which is fantastic, isn't it?
And celebrating its second birthday today.
Yes. I know, it's gone really quickly, hasn't
Congratulations,
it?
Dragon.
Yeah. Roland Stanley and the team at Dragon's co-working, fantastic. And they got lots of new plans, I know, for other co-working spaces.
Yeah, alongside. Expanding everywhere. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, so it's really brilliant. And you guys enjoy being there. And
absolutely love
it. It looks like loads of fun with all the stuff that goes on there, you know, from F-up nights to waffles.
He makes such a fuss of the people there as well, you know. Yeah. So Roland really looks after people and really puts himself out. He works hard, that man.
We all got ice creams a couple of days ago when it was hot. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Just came down with ice cream.
See, I couldn't work there. I'd be about 42 stone.
Yeah.
Cool. Carrie, Neil, Carrie, thank you so much for being on the Bunker Show again. If people want to find out about Clockwork Moggy, how can they do that?
I think the best way is probably just to go to our website, which is clockworkmoggy.com. That's MOGGY.
Fantastic.
We're also on Twitter, Instagram, all of the social media, LinkedIn, Carrie State LinkedIn. So everywhere.
Fantastic. Yeah. And of course, I hadn't thought about it, but you do have a cat website, a cat logo.
We do, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I just made that up. Cool.
Yeah, cats are good in that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Somebody catch me, I want a kitten. Yeah, okay.
You've been talking about cat logos all the way through as well, and I thought maybe he's done that on purpose.
Yeah, I thought he'd done it on purpose. Yeah.
I really hadn't. Just,
that was a well done fluke there.
Yeah. That was serendipity. That was cool. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for joining us. And lovely to hear from you. And keep on keeping on. And here's to your next 10 years as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've still got tweets and emails coming. We've got 3 minutes left of the show, basically. So
yeah.
So have you got something you need to read?
No, I've.
Are you
I've
done?
Cleared all of mine. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll let you do That's all yours right. first, didn't I? I got loads. Look, the lovely folks at Baldwin's Travel have won a prestigious travel industry award for the 12th consecutive year. It's nothing like ever achieving, is there? Mm. Baldwin's Travel are delighted to share the news that this year's Travel Weekly Agent Achievement Awards, we have been awarded Travel Agent of the Year for London and the South East for the 12th consecutive year. In addition, we're delighted and proud to share that we have been named National High Street Agency of the Year for the fourth time since 2014. So well done to Nick, Chris and all the team at Baldwin's Travel. And they've got branches right throughout Kent and Sussex in the High Street.
Congratulations, so, guys.
Well done.
Yeah,
well
fantastic. Done. Talking about awards... we're very excited to announce that we've been shortlisted for Small Practice Innovation of the Year at the British Accountancy Awards 2019. We are being recognised for the innovative work we've done over the past year, such as the development of the Achieve methodology, its integration into our services, and the success of my book, Achieve Your Business Vision. And this is from Alan Davison of Pentins Accountants. It's pentins.co.uk. So good luck, guys. Shortlisted for the Small Practice of the Year Award for Innovations. I don't know when the awards take place, but
good luck.
Fingers crossed, and good luck. Bearing in mind what I was saying earlier, this is another part of that report talking about the lack of productivity and digital take-up. It's a report from the Federation of Small Business. The productivity gap in the southeast is set to persist as 8 in 10 small firms hold back on investment. Small firms are struggling to expand, hire and raise productivity as political uncertainty leaves them increasingly hamstrung. Well, do something then, according to the full SBI Quarter 2 2019 report from the Federation of Small Business. A considerable majority, 80% of small firms in the southeast, are not planning to increase capital investment in their business over the coming quarter. This is the highest since the second quarter of 2017. And according to the Office of National Statistics, businesses' investment fell for 4 straight quarters last year for the first time since 2008. And basically, everybody's suffering because the politicians won't make a decision. We don't care what you do, just do something.
Do
something and get on with it. But talking about getting on with it, that brings us to the end of another Business Bunker Extra show. I'll be back... Sound like Arnie, don't I? I'll be back on Tuesday with the Business Bunker Show, where we have a great lineup of guests this week at 1 o'clock on Tuesday here on bizradio.co.uk. But for the moment, a huge thank you to Neil and Carrie from Clockwork Moggy, to my co-host, Mr. Ben Abbott. And wishing Amanda well soon, and she'll be back with you, I'm sure,
soon,
next Friday. But in the interim, have a fantastic weekend, everybody, and a great week. And we'll speak to you all again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.